is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
News time now. Shelley's here with the news.
Yeah, coming up in the news. Around here, there's a big typo on a new monument. I'll tell you about that.
That's great.
And genderless airplanes make the news today. It's all brought to you by Huffman. And Huffman, do you know how much insurance you really have? Because it matters when you're in an accident. Let Huffman and Huffman make sure you get what you deserve. So everybody's been talking about this history that's about to be made. Two chicks, one spacewalk.
Oh, yeah.
It's the follow-up to Two Chicks, One Spacesuit, which was the problem they had back in March.
Oh, yeah.
When the first ever all-female spacewalk was supposed to happen. It was going to be sweet, too, because even Mission Control back in Houston just happened to be female as well. So it was like all ladies. Yeah.
I heard you're supposed to microwave just the crotch.
Of the spacesuit.
If there's only one.
It was a big deal back in March because it was the first time a woman would be spacewalking unescorted by a male. But they didn't have a spacesuit top.
Sounds so.
I know,
sounds
right?
So, what is this, the Saudi Arabian space program? Come on, man.
Finally, we can walk.
Yeah.
But then they didn't have a spacesuit top to fit one of the chicks.
Uh-huh.
So she
is
was
she too
like,
busty?
Well, both of them ended up being a medium was the thing.
Okay,
so,
see,
yeah. Right. She was like, you guys, I'm not doing a topless. The dudes were like, well, there's just no top available. So, you know, you got your choice.
Sorry.
We just have one. Yeah. She ended up flying back to Earth, and another one of the females on the space station right now spent the summer assembling a new spacesuit. So she's got her spacesuit.
Oh, wow.
That brings us to now, where NASA announced earlier this week that they're moving up the newly scheduled first all-female spacewalk to tomorrow. They had said today or tomorrow. It looks like tomorrow is when it's going to happen.
Right.
And they're doing it because of a power system failure at the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm.
Astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir were supposed to go next Monday, but they need to deal with this problem like as soon as possible. So they're getting ready to go now to make it happen tomorrow. It'll be the first spacewalk by only women in more than a half century of spacewalking. Despite the loss of power from the faulty battery pack, the orbiting lab and the six people on it are safe, according to NASA. Science operations are unaffected. It's more of a hassle than a safety concern.
Okay.
But, you know, it sucks when the power goes out, so you want to get out there and fix
it. Absolutely does, yeah.
And Dominion's not going to go up to the space station to fix it for you. So while all four, two men and two women of the astronauts that are up there that are trained for spacewalking are equally trained for this repair job, these two ladies are just the right choice. So they're like, we're not doing this to make history. We're doing this because these two women are the best for the job.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah.
Well, then that's cool.
Yeah. Since the first spacewalk in 1965, there have been 227 spacewalkers. Only 14 of them have been women. Meir will be making her first spacewalk and become number 15. All but one of these women has been American.
Oh, interesting. All right.
So if you were counting the facts, there you go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of the ladies, the official Virginia Women's Monument had a little issue. As WTVR reports, there was years of planning and work that went into this. It's a first-of-its-kind monument celebrating women in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It was unveiled earlier this week, and it had a big fat typo on it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So this big Virginia Women's Monument had all these bronze statues to it, seven of them honoring prominent women from the state's history. Then there's a wall with 230 more names of women who have done stuff in the state's history. And then there's the sundial. A part of it is a sundial around those statues. And the sundial has the names of dozens of localities in Virginia inscribed into it.
Okay.
Including Loudoun County, which is up in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Which unfortunately is misspelled on the sundial.
Oh, wow.
They left out the second U in the word. Now, it's not clear how the typo happened, they said. Like, who screwed it up? The Virginia Women's Monument Commission was first made aware of it after the unveiling on Monday night. So somebody noticed and was like, hey, you guys.
Guys.
Can't do anything right.
Stop it.
They released a statement, according to Mary Margaret Whipple, vice chair of the Virginia Women's Monument Commission. Quote, we will confer with the Department of General Services to develop a plan to address the issue and make the correction needed. They say several people reviewed the design and the sundial, but not a single person noticed. The contractor is in the process of correcting the dial at no cost to the taxpayers or the Virginia Women's Commission.
I wonder how you do that. Because it's, you know, it's cast in bronze, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you're going to have to recast the thing.
Right.
I don't think you can just come in and add a letter.
Yeah. Or white
is
out.
Is the filler? Yeah. Can they just melt, you know, fill
out there
it
with a blowtorch or something?
Yeah. I don't know
how they fix it, but they're coming up with a plan to do that. Or just take the whole thing down, scrap it, and let's
start
go
all over again. Yeah, let's go with the horseshoe crab that we originally had designed for the space.
Right.
What do you guys say?
Right. Along with this women's stuff, there is this discussion on Reddit about things men do that they think are okay but are actually creepy. Have you heard about this?
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, oh, really? Okay.
A few minutes ago.
All right. Well, let's discuss it with a female in the room.
Okay.
Here are some of the top answers. Asking a woman, where's my hug?
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
It's in the wording there.
Yeah, I guess. Can you know someone too well? I'm trying to think of a circumstance. Like, I have dear friends where I would be surprised if I didn't get a hug.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so in that circumstance, I would think, well, okay, what's going on there?
Where's my hug? What's wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, what's happening?
On the other hand,
if it's like a business acquaintance or something, then you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the phrasing, I think, of where's my hug? If you say, you know, how about a hug? Or you just even lean in. But, you know, all of that starts to get risky. It's different person to person. So
it is different from one person to the next person. Yeah,
best you
absolutely
just keep it all together.
Best you never leave your house.
Yeah, right.
Why even leave the house now?
Saying something like, you're perfect within a few minutes of meeting someone.
How about if I just launch into, you're beautiful?
You know what? These are all these are all different depending on the person who says it, too.
That's true.
You know? Because if you're into the person, then that's a different thing.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Because I've dated a...
People are all different.
I dated a dude who said, I love you, like, 3 days into the relationship.
See, now that's beyond gender. That's just off.
Yeah, that was a little bit fast for that.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
I bet I replied, you don't love me, you just love my doggy style. You know what
Snoop
Dogg's saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure that's what I responded.
Yeah. Yippee-yow, yippee-yow.
Moving a woman's clothing to get a better look at her tattoo. Well, if you've been invited to look at it.
Yeah, but if I walk over to you.
Yeah, and just
and
look,
you and I are standing.
Just see my leg tattoo or whatever.
Or even your arm tattoo.
Yeah,
I got no business touching
you. Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah, that is. Hassling someone for a date because you know she doesn't have a boyfriend.
All right, that's just sad.
Giving unsolicited shoulder massages.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yes.
Yes.
Not okay.
That's bad.
And even from dude to dude, because I know there used to be somebody
who
that
used
we
to
all
do
know.
It here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's even worse. I got to be honest. That's really uncomfortable. Really uncomfortable. Especially when it's your boss.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I'll
real
take
bad,
it, I guess.
Man.
Yeah.
Real bad. No.
When a woman is walking on the sidewalk, driving slowly next to them, trying to talk to them.
Have you had that?
No, but I remember when I was like...
Like guys hanging out of cars. You know, you see it on TV. I see it in movies all the time. Like badly behaved. Hey, baby, what's up? You know.
When I used to, in my old neighborhood, jog all the time,
Excuse me.
It was by a main road.
Oh, yeah.
And I would jog near the main road and like...
Yeah.
A couple times, there was people that would honk, I always took that as like, hey, all right, I still got
it's
it. It's
because you're bubbly, Bubbles.
Right.
Yes.
Now, when the dude across the street was behind the bushes, and as me and Eric approached, he pulled his pants up, that was a little uncomfortable.
Eric was with you, and the guy was spanking it?
He was probably like 50 feet behind me, because he sprints and then walks, and then sprints and then walks.
Okay.
And I would just maintain like a jog.
A
so
jog,
he was quite a ways behind me.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, we still say that the dude was taking it was because of Eric, so that I can live with myself in my life, because it felt
really
gross. Yeah, I think that was probably the last time I jogged there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
I mean, I didn't have proof. He could have just been adjusting his sweatpants, but
doubt it. Doubt it.
Behind the bushes, like this.
Yeah.
This is what I saw. And then as I got to where I could see him, he was like that.
He could have been taking a leak, too.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely possible.
Yes, absolutely. And it could have been to Eric. So any of that.
So any of those things are possible, yes.
Yes. So I don't have like definitive proof, but it did make me uncomfortable.
And well,
I do
and
find that kind of
you've
stuff creepy.
You've got to listen to your inner voice.
Yes, yes. Casually touching a woman's thigh or back while you're talking to her.
Well, I'm guilty of touching people on the upper arm. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But you know what? Don't touch anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll cop to it.
Is that the world we live in? But it never seems to
be
a factor from you.
I mean, I know, but I've done that. Like, we're at a cocktail party, and I might go like that.
Right.
And touch you by the lower back or, like, lean in because I can't hear you.
That's.
But I don't mean anything. I don't have my arm around your waist, but I get it.
You're not trying to control the woman.
But again, you're touching them.
Yeah.
And if you don't know them, you have no business touching them, I guess.
Asking a woman you just met if she lives alone, getting sexually explicit the first time you text.
That's weird.
Blocking an exit while you're trying to start a conversation or restricting a woman's movement in any way, that's definitely creepy.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's not even a woman thing. No. Restricting anyone's movement is creepy. It's called kidnapping.
But you know what's not on this list of the top 10?
Really?
Saying stuff like, you know, you're beautiful or you look nice today or that kind of stuff, which is what I was almost expecting. These are really creepy things. Most of these are really creepy things to do.
We had talked about this when the show started this morning. We looked around the room and was like, who does this?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Because
I've heard a lot of people be like, oh, the Me Too thing. You can't even talk to a woman or say, you know, introduce yourself to somebody more. No, that's not on this list. Women are okay with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And again, it's all in the delivery. Where's my hug versus, hey, can I get a hug or something to that effect? You know?
Well, it depends on who it's coming from.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of things are selective.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's okay until it's not, whatever it is.
We all know a guy.
Yes.
Who can get away with a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Due to looks. I've heard the stories.
Mm-hmm.
He can get away with a lot of, you know, he's got a little extra wiggle room because.
You get a little play if you're not hideous and if you're not Milton from Office Space.
Right.
It's my tapler.
Before we get away
to the ground.
Before we get away from women and gender stuff, there is an airline who just announced that they're getting rid of gender terms on their planes in announcement.
Oh, I thought they were just going to knock the wangs off the bottoms of all the planes. You know, like the stallion at this Acredale Saddlery.
This is Air Canada. Oh, Canada. Uh-huh. Air Canada announced the flight crew will no longer greet passengers as ladies and gentlemen. Like on their boarding instructions and stuff, they won't include ladies and gentlemen. Yep, no more of that. Instead, they will use the gender-neutral term everybody.
Good afternoon, thee and they, they, and all of you who are ticket holders.
The New York Post says the company-wide language change will soon be adopted by gate agents, flight attendants, and pilots. In a statement to CTV News, that's Canada's news, the airline noted the update was made to an attempt to modernize. Yeah. Quote, we will be amending our onboard announcements to modernize them and remove specific references to gender. We'll work hard to make sure all employees feel like valued members of the Air Canada family while ensuring that our customers are comfortable and respected when they choose to travel with us. Now, Canada is slightly more progressive about this. The country already lets its citizens identify as gender neutral using gender X on passports.
Okay.
And there was a lot of talk a couple of years ago of the colleges. You remember all the news reports, the colleges up there were going to the Z and Zam. Yeah.
Okay.
So they became the first North American country to allow non-binary gender options back in 2017. So, yeah.
I wonder is that an issue then? In other countries, though? What if I go to a country that's a little more traditional with my Zay no gender passport? I wonder if they have border problems with... I mean, I'm going to say Middle Eastern countries, for example.
Sure.
Probably some South American countries where traditional gender norms are heavily based in religion, stuff like that. I wonder if that's an issue getting in and out of those places when your passport doesn't accurately, you know, physically describe you.
Do you need to know that? You would need to know that ahead of time. Like, you can't
you
just...
You kind
of
want to, yeah.
You probably want to look into that.
True.
Call your travel agent.
Before I go to Pakistan.
Yeah.
You know, not that I'm going there anytime soon. Right. In fact, I hadn't even planned on any Stan vacations.
Yeah,
any
good
of
call.
The Stans.
I mean, good call right
now. Going to stand down on that.
Around here today, we got sunny skies, a high of 64, clear tonight, 49 will be your low, and then sunny and 63 tomorrow. Right now, we're at 48 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.